What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except for that.
Hi there, this is Evil Mer Lafferty, and I'm here to help you through NaNoWriMo by either ignoring the days I have not posted, urging you to quit, or, you know, giving you ideas, whatever. What day is it? It is day 17. I've been very busy with book launch stuff and traveling, and to let you know how tired I was, I fell asleep while playing Baldur's Gate. So, if that tells you anything, and if you don't know what Baldur's Gate is, it's the hot, obsessive RPG that people are playing right now. It's very fun, except I fell asleep while I was doing it. Okay, so it's day 17. We've already crossed the halfway point. If you don't know what I referred to in the blog post of the last episode, I encourage you to follow the link. It is a very funny comedy musician doing what he thinks the conversation between Tolkien and his publishers were when he moved from The Hobbit to The Lord of the Rings. It's very, very funny. And as somebody who read Lord of the Rings as an adult and not during that crucial teen time when you're discovering things and things are amazing, I appreciate the song because I never got the Lord of the Rings because I didn't enjoy The Hobbit. Sue me. Bring it on. I don't care. You can't make me like something no matter how much you yell. In fact, I'll just not like it more just to spite you. What are we talking about? We're talking about NaNoWriMo. Those of you who are still writing, I don't understand why you're doing it, but whatever. You want advice. Well, I told you to wash your dirty ass characters. Today, I was thinking about a certain Christmas song that it's one of those generic titled top 40 hits that I can't remember the name of. But I'm not going to sing it because that's a copyright violation and Evil Mer doesn't violate copyright because there's a difference between evil and criminal. And B, I can't sing. And this is one of the few times Evil Mer will be kind to you. But there's a line in the song where Karen Carpenter says, "End this song of mine in 3/4 time." And I was thinking about that line and thought, that sounds like they were up at 2, trying 2 a.m., trying to finish this damn song. And they're finally just like, look, let's go self-referential. It's time, 3/4 time, mind, it rhymes, let's go. And rap does that a lot. Hip-hop does self-referential things, talking about the superiority of the speaking rapper. And this is something fiction doesn't do, and it damn well should. So when you hit your next roadblock and you're tired of running over authors, go self-referential, break the fourth wall, and just say, look, here's where the book got hard, and it sucks, and let me tell you why. And then put in a couple of things about your everyday life. People will want to know this in the future when they have flying cars and don't care about fascists anymore. We can all dream. But yeah, all of your fears, all of your worries, all of your insecurities, you'll want to stop talking about this grand adventure you're writing and then start saying, you know what, this is the author, and this freaking sucks, and I don't know why I'm doing it. It's NaNoWriMo. I don't even know if you'll ever see this paragraph. But I'm pretty sure this book sucks, and I don't know why you're reading it. That'll get you at least 200 words right there. And that's the name of the game. 200 words at a time, right? Right. All right, I'm going to bang out a couple more of these. I don't even know what my word count is. Actually, I had 2 good writing days. Not good enough to catch up. But I had 2 good writing days, and I'm just going to hold on to those. I'm having fun. I've crossed genres. Who knows where I'm going to go next? At the end of the day, of day 17, you should have 28,333 words. Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Keep writing. It's just a car we all got into to drive through November and run over other authors on the road. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Who decided to have Thanksgiving this time of year?
Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mer Lafferty, Merverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.